It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Ron Gilkerson, who just retired after 25 years as president of GRW, the Lexington-based engineering, architectural, and geospatial consulting firm.
When you look around Kentucky and even the country and look at the condition, the state of our infrastructure, what do you see and how would you characterize it?
I'll best answer that by quoting American Society of Civil Engineers, ASCE. They do a report, and I believe it's done about every 4 years or so. This committee that analyzes, does this report, is made up of a lot of different people, a lot of engineers in private practice, engineers in public, Department of Transportation, water company engineers, about the infrastructure in Kentucky, and they give it grades. And uniquely, Kentucky scores, the last one I think was 2013, in highways, we scored a D. In bridges, we scored a D. Water, a C. And wastewater, a C minus. And some of those, the previous 4 years, we've actually had an F in some of those areas. Now, I think from an overall standpoint of Kentucky, I believe we score a little bit better than the nation. I think the nation is in really difficult shape, especially in the big older city areas where they have a tremendous problem with transportation. All those with trying to get water and wastewater to them, a real difficult time.
Weren't we once great at this?
Yeah, we were great at this.
What happened?
But we're... You know, when you think about the United States, we're what, 200 or 300 years, if I do the math right, we're about 300 years old. Europe is countlessly older than that. And their transportation system, we've done a lot of traveling throughout. And it seems to me their roads, their highways, their airports are a lot better than ours. Their bridges are better than ours. They're certainly very attractive structures. They take a lot of pride in how they build things in that part of the world.
Is there something to be said about our will to make the investment?
I think so. I think we have a tremendous investment gap. A part of this ASCE report card is a calculation of the difference in the investment gap that's needed to catch up with infrastructure. Just for instance, roads, bridges, rail throughout the United States is estimated that we are about $1 trillion in the next 10 years below what we need to be doing spending. An enormous amount. I think that it is difficult for politicians to want to spend the money because then you have to raise revenue in some manner. And that's the big rub, is how do you pay for all these things that need to be paid for?
Ron Gilkerson is the former president of Lexington-based GRW consulting firm. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.